Hello again and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Scott Fitzsimmons, and every month we get the honor of speaking with representatives from the Sunrise Health Region, and today we have got Marcy and Michelle from the primary healthcare team, as well as, more specifically, the Healthy Living team. It's great to have you both here with us today. How are you doing on this this summer Friday morning?
Very good. Yes. I'm just enjoying the summer and taking it all in.
It's been great to be active, get healthy, get busy with this. I know that you're both part of the Healthy Living team. Tell us what that's all about and what you're going to be speaking about today.
Okay, so our Healthy Living team just consists of a variety of healthcare providers, and we are basically out there to support people looking to live a healthier life, essentially. So yeah, we're here to hopefully talk a little bit more about healthy communities, healthy families, and how someone can live a healthier life.
Very nice. Now, as you say, healthy communities and families seem like a really broad topic. Now, where does an individual or a community start?
Yeah, that's a really good point. It can sometimes seem really overwhelming when we're trying to begin to take steps to improve our health. So at Sunrise Health Region, our Healthy Living team will work together with people, and we host a wide variety of programs and services designed to support people trying to improve their health, usually those who are living with a chronic condition. But also for someone who's maybe trying to prevent a chronic condition from being diagnosed. And the cornerstone ultimately, though, of all our programs is healthy eating, being physically active, and self-management.
Absolutely. Very nice. Now, we hear all the time that to eat well and move more, but how does someone actually start to incorporate healthier habits, such as being physically active and eating healthier into their daily routines?
Well, first off, I just want to remind everyone that it is never too early or too late to start being active, and there are many benefits for all ages. Regular activity can help to improve sleep, concentration, body composition, and just general health in youth, and can help manage blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, improve our mood, sleep, strength, endurance, and improve the quality of our life and extend life in adults. If someone isn't currently active, my first suggestion would be to start by reducing sitting time. This can be done by adding standing or walking breaks, for example, during commercial breaks if you're watching TV or just while using your phone. If you're already doing that, the next step would be to engage in activities that get you moving a little bit more. Dance to some music, walk for coffee or to the mall.
Yeah.
Park further away at the store or just play with your pet or your kids or grandchildren even. And lastly, if you're already doing those activities, it would be to add in some regular activity that's at least at a moderate level or what we would consider exercise. So things like brisk walking, swimming, biking, sports. Basically, we want to encourage everyone that some activity is better than none. And no matter where you are, you can always kind of improve on that.
Well, and I mean, when you look at it, walking itself, I mean, sometimes you think, okay, well, you look at the final product, oh, this is going to take a lot of work, I'm going to have to do a lot of this. But when you look at it, walking actually does a surprisingly big amount of work, especially, you know, if you are, you know, larger. I know myself, I've been, you know, trying to get out and walk, and you feel it. You feel it when you start to get walking, and it's a great way just to get going and realize, hey, you know, doesn't take much to get started.
Walking, I would say, is one of the best places for people to start because it doesn't take a lot of equipment. You just need a pair of shoes and get outside. It's great to do with family members or friends to kind of keep you going. And yeah, it's a great place for most people to start.
I got a step tracker, which definitely it helps to keep me motivated for sure. But there's lots of things that people can do to keep themselves motivated to keep trying and get into it, because it really can be daunting when you start to think about the actual step towards getting healthier, can't it?
Absolutely.
Now, when it comes to healthy eating, I know that's as much a part of the exercise, probably more than the exercise. Healthy eating is very important. Are there any general tips out there for people that are maybe thinking about this, that how do I take that next step when it comes to healthy eating?
Absolutely. So just like Marcy said, starting small, and those small things are going to eventually come together to have a overall really big impact. But a good starting point, of course, is always just to be aware of that Eating Well with Canada's Food Guide. And I know probably most of your listeners are familiar with it. And so a lot of people out there are sometimes looking for something a little more than just what's in Canada's Food Guide. as you kind of said, we've all heard these messages before. We know eat more fruits and vegetables, choose more whole grains, focus on those lean meats, those pulses as well, like beans, chickpeas, lentils. Trying to choose a variety of milk and milk alternatives. That's really what Eating Well with Canada's Food Guide tells us to do. So really, the focus of that resource is it tells us what we should be eating. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't give us as much guidance on how we should eat. Yeah. And this is really becoming a big issue in our society today, because our food environment has just changed so dramatically in the last couple of decades. And, you know, on nearly every corner, we have access to a wide variety of inexpensive foods, and generally they're of poor nutritional value, and we can access them now any time of day.
Yeah.
So this is a bit of a problem, and that's sometimes a spot now where I'm really encouraging people to start, is just to take a look at the way that you are eating and try to shift your focus a little bit more and be more aware of the way you're eating and how you're eating. So when we're picking up a food item, are we actually physically hungry, or are we just eating it because it's there, because it's available, because there's an office party? You know, so really start to assess kind of why are we eating the way that we're eating. And once you can begin to identify some of those kind of problematic eating habits, then you can begin to start to change them a little bit. Yeah. So that's one area that I'd really like to encourage people to think more about, and kind of pushes us outside of just that Eating Well with Canada's Food Guide.
Well, and you're absolutely right. Before I get into my other question, I wanted to ask about the food guide.
Yes.
Where can people find that? Because I know I remember in school obviously getting that, and I think my kids are getting a little more of this as they're getting into school. But if somebody's kind of realizing, hey, I have no idea where to start with that, where can they find Canada's Food Guide?
Absolutely. So it's available on Health Canada's website. So if you went into any Google search engine and typed in that Eating Well with Canada's Food Guide, that would be the first place that would come up. It's available to download for free. We also have lots of copies at our office as well, too. If anyone ever was wanting to drop by that Health and Wellness Center, we could certainly set you up with that quite easily.
That's awesome. I think that's important, is, again, just having that access to those the information that is so readily available to us. We sometimes just don't always think to look for it. So when it comes to the healthy eating, you talked about too, the access to all these other things. There's also, I guess, the appearance of healthy that sometimes is out there. How do people watch for that? I know people are trying to, maybe they're busy, they always on the go, don't always have a chance, but they want to try to eat healthy. How do they kind of watch for something like that that maybe appears healthy?
Yeah, so that can be a tricky one, because there's a lot of marketing that happens there, and sometimes what we see on the front of a package of food can be a little bit misleading.
Yeah, yeah.
So kind of two general rules of thumb are either choose something that's not in a package. Generally, that's a less processed, more whole food. Or if you are going for a packaged product, use that nutrition facts label to guide you to compare products and try to see which one of these maybe has more fiber or less fat or less sodium. And that's, again, that's another tool that was developed and is managed and monitored throughout Canada. So there's some continuity there, ensuring that it's not as heavily influenced by marketing. So
absolutely. Now, you mentioned self-management. So what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so self-management is really just about learning to live a healthy life and by overcoming all the physical, mental, and emotional challenges that can be caused by living with a chronic condition. So by chronic condition, we mean anything like diabetes or heart disease, something that you're going to be living with for the rest of your life, essentially. Mm. Someone who's a successful self-manager, they're going to be able to function at their best regardless of the difficulties that life presents them, and they're able to achieve the things they wish to achieve to get the most pleasures from life possible. So it's just about someone being able to live their best life that they can.
Well, and I know so much of this now is preventable. You know, you start to, I'm sure people are listening right now, oh, well, I'm fine, you know, I don't put in any weight, I'm pretty active, but there's so much of these things that if you can get into a good routine early, you can prevent some of these diseases.
And that's one of the things we try to encourage people to recognize, that it's much easier to prevent some of these chronic conditions from happening. And so try not to wait until you're diagnosed with diabetes or heart disease to make a change or to start living a healthier life. Do these things ahead of time. So yes, prevention is key.
Mm-hmm. Or even early detection, right? So if we can't prevent it, or there's that really strong family history, the earlier we can catch it, then the better that we can manage it for our life as well. So
very nice. Now, if someone is living with, for example, one of these diseases like heart disease, how can your healthy living program help them with this?
So they are more than welcome to give our office, the Sunrise Health and Wellness Center, a call. Our number is 306-786-6363. Anyone is welcome to access our services at the Healthy Living Program. In order to come see us, they can either talk to their physician about getting a referral, or they can self-refer, so they can just contact our office.
Oh, nice.
You don't need to be seeing one of the physicians or nurse practitioners at our office to access our services, so just so people are aware of that. We're region-wide, and we're open to anybody. So if anybody thinks that we would be able to support them, they can contact us and be put in touch with one of our Healthy Living Program team members, which will help kind of further identify what programs might be a good fit for them. And so for somebody with heart disease, for example, there are a couple of programs that might be of benefit. We have our cardiac rehab program and our Live Well with Chronic Conditions program. So a little bit more about our cardiac rehab program. It consists of exercise and education. We offer it in Yorkton and Melville throughout the year in about 6 to 8 week sessions. Participants attend twice a week, and they're taught information about cardiovascular disease and risk factors. We talk about medications, physical activity, healthy eating, as well as stress management. And then the exercise portion is supervised by registered nurses and an exercise therapist. And we work with participants to increase their abilities from whatever their starting point may be when they join. So we see many participants increase their understanding of cardiovascular disease, and also see real changes in their fitness level and just their ability to do everyday tasks.
Wow.
Yeah, and the Live Well with Chronic Conditions program that Marcy was mentioning, it would also be a good fit for someone living with heart disease, because this program teaches participants about self-management skills, such as symptom management, communication skills, relaxation techniques, goal setting, and problem solving. So all those things could help them develop higher levels of confidence to better manage their heart disease. Mm-hmm. So how it would kind of work, basically, is they would connect with our office. We would kind of present those to them just like that, maybe a little more condensed, but we would say, this is what it is, essentially. And then we would let them choose where they're feeling ready to begin, which program is of most valuable to them at that time, at that stage of their life. And that's the really one of the really unique things about our program is the clients drive the decision-making process, and our Healthy Living team is there to support them and help just lay out all those relevant options. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and when you think about all of this, I know that sometimes people may realize, okay, I'm not in a healthy place. I'm not in a good situation. You see gyms, you see diets, you see all these different things, and I'm sure people have tried some of them, and maybe they've worked, and maybe they haven't. But I think the biggest thing with something like this is to have something like this available is a huge benefit for people that maybe don't know exactly where to go, what to do, and maybe the others will work as a part of something else, but you don't necessarily need to have these diets or gyms to go to. You've got a lot of information and help there.
Exactly. I think that's one of the large parts of what we educate people is that you don't need a lot of equipment. You don't, it doesn't have to be scary, I guess. We're here to help and support. We're not here to lecture people. It's basically, where are you at right now? What are your goals, and how can we help you get there?
Yeah. That's awesome. Wow, that's great. Now, who else could benefit from the Healthy Living Program?
So like we mentioned before, we are for anyone that has a chronic condition or people who are considered at risk, as well as caregivers or support people for people that have chronic conditions. We have other programs as well as part of our Healthy Living Program, so some that are more specific, such as our Diabetes Education Program, which has a registered nurse and a registered dietitian. We also have our Pulmonary Rehab and Education Program. And then we have general options that people can access, such as exercise therapy or our primary healthcare counselor services as well.
Wow, awesome. That's a lot for people to... I think that's what people forget or don't realize, and that's one of the great things about having these interviews is to let people know of all the resources we have at their fingertips.
Exactly, and that's just it. And, you know, we're always constantly trying to expand and attempting to grow our programs and services as we hear from clients of things that are important and of value to them as well and of value to their community. So if there's something that people want to learn more about, we want to try and bring a program in like that. We're actually rolling out two more new programs. They'll be coming soon. They're not here yet, but very soon. So there will be a Live Well with Chronic Pain class, which is a similar program to this Live Well with Chronic Conditions that we were discussing earlier. So it's got the same theme of self-management, but focuses more on managing chronic pain specifically. So maybe someone living with fibromyalgia or just chronic neck, back, and shoulder pains, anyone like that. And the other exciting one that we're going to be rolling out hopefully soon will be the Craving Change program, which is a program that is designed to help people with those problematic eating behaviors that we were kind of talking about earlier in the interview. So what people will learn from that class is how to try and improve that relationship with food and healthy eating and gain that better understanding of why they eat the way that they do and how to better manage emotional eating habits. So we're very excited about those upcoming here soon. So stay tuned for those coming, and let us know if there's ever anything else, of course, from the public that you want to learn more about.
So if people have questions right now and they want to find out more where you're located, where are you located?
So the office of our address, and we are called the Sunrise Health and Wellness Center. Our address is 25259 Hamilton Road. And to contact us by phone to get a hold of our team, the number is 306-786-6363. And so if you call that number if you're interested and just let them know that you want to speak to the Healthy Living Program team members, they'll get you in touch with us and we can help you from there.
Wonderful. And I know the Sunrise Health Region website is very informative for a lot of this. If people want to look there, I'm sure they can find where to contact you as well.
Absolutely, yes.
Wonderful. Anything else you want to share with us before we wrap things up?
Not really. I think just from my perspective, just get out there, like you said, enjoy the nice summer, the weather that we've been having, and be as active as possible.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having us and letting us talk a little bit about healthy eating and being active and sharing a bit about our programs today.
Anytime. So. Well, it's been great to have you here. Thank you so much for the information, and we will talk to you again sometime.
Thank you.
Once again, if you missed this interview in full, we will have it posted on our website, and the Sunrise Health Region website will have information as well. So thank you so much again to Marcy and Michelle from the Primary Healthcare team, and more specifically, the Healthy Living team with the Sunrise Health Region. It's always great to talk with people and find out more about what's going on inside our own health region. That is it for us for today. Coming up next, it is the All Request Lunch. Have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.